Okay. So, as you guys know, ISCO is too small. Well, the building is too small for our group, so we're moving to a new building. It's going to be the building across the street, and we're actually moving in 3 weeks. But the problem is that the administration wants to know who's going to be in what office in the new building and where we're going to put things like the printer, the fax machine, all the big equipment. And the catch is that they have the final approval of where we put people and equipment. And they want to know where we're going to do all of this by November 2nd. So that means basically next Tuesday. And since we don't really have any other time, we have to make these decisions today. What we're getting is 9 rooms for a maximum of 18 people, which is okay because there's only 15 of us. And all the rooms have windows, luckily, so there's no fights about who gets a window and who doesn't. There's two views, either of the old town or the mountains, and the rooms have various sizes. There's 2 3-people rooms, 5 2-person rooms, which are on the corners of the building, so you actually get windows on 2 walls, and 2 1-person rooms. That's pretty much what the building looks like, and then you have the number of people per room. The courtyard, because we're on the 6th floor, you can't actually go out to it, but just means that the windows look out onto open space. You can see the bathrooms. The elevators are sort of further down the hall. The purple bar at the bottom, sort of on the right, is the mailboxes. All of the windows open. You can get out onto the terrace just like we can in our normal building. And the equipment that we have to put somewhere are, like I said, the photocopier, which is really big, a fax machine, which is not so big, and the printer, which is relatively big. Each office has a whiteboard, a bulletin board, and a coat rack. No cupboards like we have in the current offices. And each person gets their own chair, their own corner desk, so like the ones that we have now. A small filing cabinet with 3 drawers, and by small, I mean they're about that tall. And one sort of hanging shelf. So we don't get the bookcases like we have now, but just one shelf that's attached to the wall. And the people that we have to place, you can see the list there, along with their position and the project that they work on. And I guess the first question is how we want to organize people, whether we want to do it by rank or by project or, I don't know, put all the PhD students together, all the professors together, that sort of thing. So the idea is that we come up with a plan. There's another group who's going to be working on the same plan later this week. And then Andre and I have to do presentations for the university administrators on the 2nd. So I have to come up with a plan, possibly, if we have time, a presentation. A quick presentation with arguments for why we think our plan works best. Okay. So, anyone have any ideas or, I guess,
Do we know if there will be a lot of people coming across the hall in terms of security stuff? If we can, I mean, my idea is to put the photocopier and the fax in the hall.
yeah. I think the security is sort of the same as it is in the current building. So as long as the things are physically attached to the wall so they can't be removed, then it should be okay to leave them in the hall. It's just a question of whether you're printing sensitive documents or whatever.
So we only get one printer for 15 people?
Well, we get one sort of networked printer. And then I think some of us have personal printers. I think Susan has a personal printer. Gisela has one, maybe. I can't remember who else. Yeah, but no one else gets their own printer. In terms of equipment, it's sort of the same thing as we have now. So what I'd propose is that we sort of discuss various concepts without getting into specifics, and then go off and think about it over lunch, and then come back later in the day with sort of more specific proposals as to exactly where to put people. Does that work? Oh, and on the map, the little half circular, well, quarter circles are doors. which I'm assuming you figured out, but just in case. And there's just the one room that actually has two doors going into it,
The three
the
person.
three-person room on the right, yeah.
And do we need a room, like a reading room?
Yes, yeah. A lot of people were saying that they wanted to have a reading room.
That's a good idea.
So we should leave a space for that. And we can, because like I said, maximum 18 people in those rooms, and there's only 15 of us. And I don't know if you noticed, but two of us are only here half the time. So Martin and David are half the time at the EPFL and half the time in Geneva. So sort of keep that in mind, I guess, when you're doing the actual planning.
So the split we can do is between administration and researcher. I
Yeah.
mean, it's completely different work, so we can deal with administration and decide something for administration and then whatever.
Yeah. But Gisela is really the only
Yeah, but at
administrator.
least deal with that
Yeah.
particular situation
Yeah.
and then see with the other. Because I like thinking Gisela is quite, I mean, Gisela's work is quite noisy because it's secretary, so you get a
Yeah.
lot of phone calls and stuff like that.
And
So
she's always moving
yeah,
around.
so you won't share an office with Gisela
No.
unless you are 50% and not the 50% Gisela is working,
Yeah.
which is another condition.
Which I don't know if we can assume that there isn't going to be any overlap between them.
So I don't know, maybe we can decide that Gisela is having one of the one person room.
Yeah, I would
That also
suggest that
can
too, yeah.
be convenient.
Yeah, either that or maybe put her in a two-person room with the equipment or like with the photocopier or maybe not the photocopier but the printer.
Yeah, but at least the thing we know is that Gisela is gonna be alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or with equipment, but
Not with a
she'll
hundred
be
percent
alone. Yeah.
staff, yeah, staff worker.
Okay, so that's a one-person room, but we don't know how big they are, or it's hard to tell. I mean, Gisela has this funny typing
Yeah.
thing,
I mean, the
so maybe
rooms
the
aren't tiny. If you look at the.
computer fax. Yeah. So probably she should get the fax, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense to put the facts in there. So.
And then I think the main discussion we should have is if we want to make group of amongst the same project or amongst the same title
Yeah.
The
or
professor assistant
yeah
or
or yeah couple of professor and assistant or
yeah.
that's more a conceptual question
Yeah.
than a practical question.
Well, the third option is just completely mix everyone up, which
Yeah.
some people say is better sort of for a group environment so that you're not stuck only with the people who are working on your project.
Yeah.
Right? So if you share an office with someone who's on a completely different project,
Yeah.
you find out about that project, but you also sort of interact with other people on a more regular basis.
But still, I find it quite easy if you are with people who work in the same project in the same room because you have the meetings or people come and ask you to discuss things. Maybe, I don't know, if it's for other people who's not working on
Yeah.
the same project,
Yeah,
but
but
it's
we
easier
will
to
have
talk.
this reading room,
Yeah, that's true.
which can be
Yeah.
will it be dedicated for reading and for studying, or can we have meetings that can reserve it for meetings instead?
I think it's not a question of reserving it because there's other rooms at the university that you can reserve for a meeting. But if it's empty, then sure, you can use it for a meeting. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think if someone's already reading in there, it's not fair
Yeah.
to go and kick them out just because you want to have a meeting. 'Cause
Well, the the problem is if you have to go across the building and it adds some overhead every time you want to have some short
meeting
and discuss some issues. Maybe we shouldn't call it.
But if you're having a short meeting, you don't really make an appointment for it. You just kind of go to someone's office and go down for a coffee or whatever. Because there's still the cafeterias that you can use for informal.
The other thing we should take into account is if you receive students or not. Because Marian and I interact a lot with students and we have reception hours and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it means we have time where a lot of people come down and joke. And
And the other Marian does too.
Yeah.
So,
maybe so
there's three of you.
To share an office with somebody like us. Having a lot of social life and...
Well, but then you either share offices with each other, which doesn't really solve the problem because chances are you're not going to have office hours at the exact same time.
Mm.
Yeah,
so you're still going to have, like, unless you get individual offices,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's an easy way to find a solution for that. Because even if each of you share with the professor, then... It's the same thing for the professor.
Mm. Mm.
But it is something to keep in mind. Unless you end up sharing an office with someone where your schedules completely don't overlap, and then you can schedule office hours when the other person isn't there.
Mm.
Some people come in around 11, and some people come in around 8.
Yeah, but that's something we can't reasonably assume like that.
No.
Make plans with that, because...
No, but you sort of see people's patterns. I mean,
yeah.
Even if it's not always like that. I mean, if it's like that, you know, 80% of the time, then... But you're right, we can't make assumptions too much.
So people would like to see the office organized by rank, like professors and students, and
I don't know.
I think, well, it's up to us how we do it. I can see benefits of both.
Yeah.
But
one point I can say by experience, it's really hard to share an office with three people because it makes much more noise than only being two in an office.
Yeah, plus the computers.
Plus the computers. So
and we all know what it's like to have five computers in your office.
Yeah. So it might be a good idea to first exclude one of the three-person room to be the reading room and not to be necessary a room with three people, a working room.
Yeah, but if there are people coming in, I mean, we have these people working for 2 months in the summertime or something. I think we should preserve a little bit space for them too. So,
yeah, that's a good point, because if we take the three-person room out as a reading room,
it's quite
then big. Everyone has an office, right? Because it's maximum 18. So take away 3 spaces, and you're down to your 15.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, if we do have a stagiaire or whoever who comes in, then we have nowhere... Well, we can put them in the reading room, but that kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, yeah. So the other solution is to say, okay, we use a three-person room, but only with 2 persons each time, and leave a spare space
mm-hmm.
for
yeah,
training.
Cool.
Yeah.
But avoiding having 3 persons full-time in the same room could be a good idea.
Yeah,
or again, find people who don't work the same hours.
Yeah.
It doesn't completely solve the problem, but...
So for the reading room, we will have a 2-person room.
Yeah,
I think so.
Everybody agrees on that?
One person will be too small anyways.
How about this room?
The one on the bottom?
Yeah, the bottom, in the middle.
Yeah.
Due to the mountains, yeah. It has 3 windows, so I think it's...
Two.
Two?
Well, which... There's 3 two-person rooms.
The middle one.
That has 2 windows.
Yeah. It's
which is fine. I mean, it's still a big room.
Big black stripe is the window.
Oh,
not the
thin
one between the two.
Yeah, sorry, I should have explained that.
But what about the other one, which has only one window, but in the courtyard it may be more quiet?
Yeah, but then you don't get a lot of light for reading.
We have electricity, so.
Really?
No, it's a question, I mean, it's quite noisy outside with the streets and.
I know, I like the idea of looking out over lots of space. Well, I mean, that's the whole point, right? It's just somewhere to get out of your office and go and do something else for a while, whether you're reading or just kind of staring off into space.
And you can look outside of the window if you have a quick meeting.
So what about one of the room in the corner? So you have three windows. That's even better.
Yeah, we could do that.
But you have less wall to put shelves and.
Yeah.
If you intend the reading room being more the library, or.
We have some shelves, like cabinet type shelves, for the reading room, but it's not really intended to be a library. I mean, we have an Etty library. But the other idea is to take. Because right now we all have bookshelves. So one idea might be to take sort of the books that aren't frequently used by people, put them all into that room.
Yeah.
So it becomes sort of
mini
library, but not like a library system library. Just go and borrow your colleagues' books.
So are we all agree about these two person rooms? Which one? Corner or not corner?
I think the middle one.
The middle one.
Yeah. It's also sort of central to the layout, so everyone sort of has more or less the same distance to. It's not that it makes that much of a difference, but why not?
So we can exclude this one to make an office.
Yeah. Actually, what I can do is.
Maybe right on the board.
Yeah. Actually, it's a good idea. Just put it up.
So we have the map.
Yeah. So. This really isn't to scale, but. Oh well. That's really not to scale. So we've got an office there. There's two and one. Is that all? Okay, so this is. That and this becomes the reading room, right?
Is that a
monitor? Yes.
Yeah, should we decide also the administration stuff?
Sure.
So we exclude the thing we are quite sure.
Yeah.
And then we discuss them.
Okay.
I'm thinking of maybe we should assign Gisela into this three-person office. Because Fufu will probably place the printer next to the mailboxes. And we could have Gisela and the two 50% people sharing the three.
That's really noisy to be in the same office.
But if Gisela works 50% and they work 50%.
That just imply you expect people to come when Gisela is not working.
That's true.
And that's not really fair.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, so we can put Gisela in the two people room, which is near the mailbox. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know how nice she is.
But
it's just a question, you always have the phone ringing,
just
even if the answer, even when she
does Gisella have her own printer?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's a good point for Nikos to say that she needs to be near the mailbox and the printer and...
Well, if you put her in this room here, it's relatively close.
Except the door is not really convenient for her.
True.
No, but I think if the main... how can I put that? The main reason to choose Gisela's place is the proximity of the mailbox. It should be a two-people room and not a three-people room.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fine with me.
Otherwise, we have one-people room.
I don't know how much the proximity to the mailbox matters, because usually when she's here and she picks up the mail, she actually brings it to your office.
Yeah.
It's more the IT administration that uses our mailboxes.
And the place where we all pass, kind of.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's
because if we put the photography near the mailbox, it seems to be the only place where there is room.
Yeah. Yeah, unless you put it into an office, which is just annoying, I think. Because
yeah.
Even if you put it into Gisella's office,
yeah,
it's going to be...
It's too big,
yeah.
Okay, maybe we should write this down. Do we agree that,
so
that the photocopier and the network printer goes next to the mailbox?
Yeah,
yeah, that's good.
Okay. And then we can, for the moment, put you in this corner room, if you agree. Okay,
yeah.
At the beginning, we said that we were going to give her one of the one-person rooms.
Yeah. But there were this option of
okay.
Gisela near the photography.
Yeah.
I mean, she's sharing an office right now, and has anybody heard of any complaints that she's loud or...
I mean, she's...
Well, she's... Go ahead.
Sharing an office. I mean... We put some
stagiaires in there.
In Gisela's office because there is a spare room.
And they're not really in a position to complain.
That's quite I mean, that's quite important to keep a spare room in Gisela's office if we need more.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't work in Gisela's office.
I think it's just a question of work conditions. Like, if you're a stagiaire and you're only coming in for 2 months, then you can put up with it.
Mm.
But if you're
so
there, you know,
for
the full year.
For example, and there is no room in the cupboard for any people except Gisela, because she's got lots of paper and knives and knives and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really, she needs
space.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we can reserve, so if we reserve a two-people room, we can... put the trainees
in there if they need to go.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so Gisela at the Southwest office?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's Southwest? I don't know if this map is...
Well, Southwest if that's North.
Okay, the map is...
Southwest for us! No, well, I'm assuming that's what you meant, right?
Yeah.
That. But that's southeast, anyways.
Southeast, yeah.
All right, yeah.
Anyways, yeah.
This office, right?
Yeah,
that's
okay.
What the.
You know, because with mountains and old town, it's like,
no,
sorry.
No, I'm very bad at orienting where's north in Geneva. I always get it wrong. But I just assumed Nikos was talking about the orientation here.
Yeah, because sunrise and sunshine. Right. Sunshine, sunrise, and sunset.
Oh, that's true.
Good,
so wait, we face the old town. We face the old town now, and we're facing
northeast.
Northeast.
Sunlight.
Okay. So, this is northeast.
We have sun in the morning only.
Yeah.
So it just means that the three-piece room, which is in the opposite of the northeast, mm-hmm. is the more sunny one.
This one.
Let's say that. It's the one you have now, you both.
It's the oven.
Well, there's a couple of
you get the sunset. And it's really warm.
It's really warm.
You get lots of sun during summer.
By the way, is it a six-floor building or is there more?
Yeah, we're the top floor.
Okay, so it's warm.
Yeah. The building design is pretty much the same as the one we have now. We're just getting more space this way because we couldn't move in the other building because it was occupied by the other departments.
So, how many rooms? How many space did you have?
Actually, why don't I change it on here as well? So, that's Gisella.
Yeah, plus one spare place that we need. The last place to be used.
Plus fax.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then this is the reading room. Oops. So that leaves us with what? 14 places, which is.
14 people?
For 14, because Gisella's already got a room.
Okay.
Excuse me. Okay. So I'm going to take Gisella off of that list as well. I'll put her in gray, I guess.
Can we group people by their name? Except for Marianne. So it's going to be Marianne Harvest.
Is there anybody who's not happy with the current situation? So we could try to just keep the same arrangement just on the new building.
Yeah, that's good.
That's boring.
That's boring. That can be a good idea, but do we?
Can we?
Because there is...
No.
No, we can't. Because...
We have one extra one-person office and
two three-person
offices. Yeah, plus we have the two people who aren't there now.
Yeah,
that I have to put somewhere. They can keep some of the people together that are together now, but not everyone definitely.
Okay. So let's start then top to bottom, Maggie.
Well, why don't we take a break and go off and think about it?
Yeah.
And then once we have more concrete ideas, we can come back and finish it. Because if we just sit here and discuss, it's going to take a long time, and we're going to start arguing and get cranky. And
okay.
All right, so... Okay.
So how long is that?
It's